By E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 57 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are speaking as the two look to get Russia to sign off on a plan to end the war in Ukraine. The call comes after Ukrainian officials last week agreed to a 30-day ceasefire proposal. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Kyiv.
As far as objectives go, the United States clearly will want the Kremlin to agree to this ceasefire. As far as Russia goes, well, it could be argued that they've already got at least one of their objectives, which is to be taken seriously, to be accepted into the international fold, to have relations with the United States normalized.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire shattered overnight as Israel carried out numerous airstrikes over Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 people were killed. Pope Francis, in a letter published today, says his lengthy illness has made him more lucid on the absurdity of war. His top deputy also shooting down suggestions, any kind of a papal resignation. This is ABC News. The Trump administration's legal battle over the deportation of hundreds of suspected Venezuelan gang members goes on. A federal judge ordered the deportation stopped, which didn't happen. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The architect of the president's immigration policy, Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, questioned whether judges have the authority to rule over the president's policies at all.
Is it the administration's understanding that you would comply with the verbal order?
No district court judge who presides over just some small, like little geography of the whole country, could possibly presume to have the authority to direct the expulsion of terrorists from our soil, who, by the way, are also here illegally.
The White House has not released the identities of those deported.
ABC's Rachel Scott. President Trump on social media today calling that judge a troublemaker and an agitator, saying in all caps, quote, he didn't win anything. I won for many reasons and an overwhelming mandate. He also says the judge should be impeached. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for a mix of clouds with breaks of sunshine and mild conditions. Highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy and over and breezy with a 40% chance of light rain well after midnight, a low of 36. And tomorrow, blustery with periods of rain, should change to snow by late afternoon with minor slushy amounts possible. High of 45 with falling temperatures and winds out of the northeast 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 10 miles per hour, and it's 56 degrees.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving southwest Wisconsin and northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in southwest Wisconsin and northeast Iowa.
It's 57 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Fire danger remains high for the WRCO listening area. The state has seen 68 wildfires in just the past week, burning 937 acres and counting. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more on the biggest blaze in the state in Green Lake County, which is in a very high fire danger.
In the town of Seneca, the Big Island Fire has burned an estimated 745 acres. Crews were dispatched to the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area right around 4:30 in the afternoon. This is exactly when the winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour, helping spread the fire, which is currently being held on the south side of County Road D. The Wisconsin DNR also says that there have been no injuries and that the fire is under investigation. No DNR or private-approved prescribed burn was in the area at the start of the fire. Other fires in Richfield and Princeton burned a total of 10 acres yesterday, as well as south in Westfield and Caledonia. Fires were started from debris burning and spread fast, during multiple acres each. High grass and dead vegetation paired with gusty and dry winds can cause any fire to spread rapidly.
The DNR reported late this morning that the Big Island Fire in the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area in Green Lake County is now 100% contained. Six homes were evacuated and saved, and approximately 12 outbuildings were saved. No structures were lost, and there were no reported injuries. Republicans and Democrats fighting for control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court will get a sense of how energized their sides are with the start of early in-person voting for the hotly contested race. Today's start of early voting comes 2 weeks before the April 1st election between Republican-backed Brad Schimmel and Democratic-supported Susan Crawford. The winner will determine whether conservative or liberal justices control Wisconsin's highest court as it faces cases over abortion and reproductive rights, the strength of public sector unions, voting rules, and congressional district boundaries. The race has drawn the attention of President Donald Trump's advisor, Elon Musk, and is seen as a litmus test early in Trump's Republican presidency. Donald Trump Jr. told Republicans at a rally before early voting begins in Wisconsin's high-stakes Supreme Court race that a win is imperative to maintain GOP momentum ahead of the 2026 midterms and the next presidential election. President Donald Trump's oldest son appeared Monday with a white ring provocator Charlie Kirk at the event organized by Turning Point USA, a conservative youth group Kirk founded. Trump Jr. said his father's presidency can be put to a halt with this vote. A man accused of setting a fire at a Wisconsin congressman's office will receive a psychiatric evaluation. 19-year-old Caden Stachewitz is pleading not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect on arson and attempted burglary charges. Police say Stachewitz ignited the outside of Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office in January because he was upset about a pending ban on social media platform TikTok. A Fond du Lac County judge ordered Stachewitz to be evaluated before his next court date in May. No trial dates have been set. Elon Musk wants to close a Wisconsin branch of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Musk's Department of Government Efficiency announced plans earlier this month to close a federal office, to close federal offices across the country. That now includes the BIA office in Ashland. Fox 11 Green Bay reports the Ashland lease is set to be terminated at the end of August. The office employs 40 people working with Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes on issues including real estate management and law enforcement support. Tribal leaders say the proposed closure creates more uncertainty for people seeking to communicate with BIA and could force them to travel further to receive services. The Ashland office is one of 200 BIA locations nationwide slated for closure. The University of Wisconsin is under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. A Friday memo from the department's Office for Civil Rights says UW-Madison is being investigated for its ties to a group called the PhD Project, a nonprofit that helps students from underrepresented groups obtain degrees in business. In the memo, U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon says students must be assessed according to merit and accomplishment, not prejudged by the color of their skin. A spokesperson said Monday that the UW hasn't been formally notified of a complaint related to the PhD project, but will cooperate with any investigation. The state Senate votes today a bill overhauling K-12 tests in Wisconsin schools. The Republican-authored bill would revert the state's testing standards to what they were in 2019 to 2020, undoing changes made by the Department of Public Instruction last year. It would also align grades 3 through 8 with national standards and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Supporters of the legislation say the changes made by DPI mask poor performance. Current State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley has defended the changes, saying standards weren't lowered and that the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Underley is up for re-election and faces education consultant Brittany Kinzer in the April 1st election. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour in La Crosse on Monday. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During the stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. Cannabis is the third most used substance in the United States, following nicotine and alcohol. This trend is not surprising, considering that some form of cannabis consumption is legal in 38 states, 24 states allow recreational use, while 14 states permit medical use only. With the rise in cannabis use, this form of impaired driving has become more common, leading to a heightened risk of crashes, injuries, and fatalities. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety conducted two separate but complementary studies to analyze cannabis consumers' thoughts, perceptions, and reasons for driving under the influence, and to develop messages that might deter this behavior in the future. One study used surveys to gain a deeper understanding of cannabis consumers' behaviors and perceptions of themselves. A few key themes emerged from survey respondents who are confirmed cannabis consumers. 44.1% said they consume cannabis multiple times per day. 57.8% indicated that they drive daily. 84.8% revealed that they drive the same day that they consume cannabis, with 53% saying they consumed an hour or less before driving. They also believe consumption has little effect on driving, with 46.9% believing they either drive the same or a little better. 38.6% also said they would trust messaging about cannabis use and safe driving from cannabis industry groups and cannabis brands and companies. While the second project also gauged habits, behaviors, and perceptions, it primarily focused on what types of impaired driving messages resonated most with participants who are regular cannabis consumers. Participants identified specific qualities that they found most engaging. Messages that highlighted personal responsibility and safety concerns performed better than messages based on legal risk. Participants also strongly preferred realistic, positive, and diverse messaging that avoids exaggerated stereotypes. And to ensure relevancy, messages should be tailored to the intended audience. The research shows that cannabis consumers consider the cannabis industry a trusted and relatable source. Policymakers have an opportunity to partner with these groups to develop impactful and engaging messaging on the dangers of impaired driving. Engaging with the traffic safety community can also help amplify and enhance public education campaigns. It's currently 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:16. Save lives by becoming an organ or tissue donor. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
WRCO News Time is 12:19. It is 57 degrees in Richland Center. The University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation Program is recognized as one of the most successful organ procurement programs in the United States. The program, based in Madison, is dedicated to saving and improving lives through organ and tissue donation, while also supporting donor families with compassion and expertise. Their mission is to advocate for donors, donor families, and recipients while educating healthcare professionals and the public about the importance of organ and tissue donation. Melissa Meyer is a marketing strategist at the UW Organ and Tissue Donation. She was on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee.
What we urge people to think about is not ruling yourself out. People think, oh, I'm too old, or I drank too much, I smoke too much, I'm hard on my body, nobody would want my organs. And that's really not the case. You'd be surprised. There was a case last year where there was a 97-year-old donor who gave an organ to a 65-year-old recipient. So the science is leaping and bounding forward. The research is leaping forward. So we just ask people to don't rule yourself out. Like, leave that decision up to the medical professionals, right? Because you might be able to donate corneas and somebody who was blind can see now, right? There's all kinds of things. There's burn victims, skin. If you've ever had an ACL repair, that was probably donated tissue. So there's all sorts of ways that you can save lives and also improve people's lives through organ and tissue donation.
The UW Organ and Tissue Donation Team collaborates with over 100 hospitals across Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois to facilitate donations. They manage the entire process for living and deceased organ donors, including evaluation, recovery, preservation, and providing organs for transplantation, research, and education. They also work to increase the number of registered donors, as only 58% of Americans are currently registered, despite 95% supporting the idea.
Richland County has one of the lowest percentages of registrants in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's right around 54%, and that's low. Some of the highest areas have registration rates, and it's a percentage of adult population of as high as 74, 75, 76% of people make that legal decision and go on a registry and say, yes, I want to save a life. If I'm in a position where I could save a life through organ donation, I want to save a life. I'm giving my authorization now, so that it's one less thing for my family to think about if they're having that tough day.
Filney also interviewed Dr. Fahad Aziz with UW-Madison's Transplant Medicine.
There are more than 100,000 people who are waiting for a kidney transplant. And let me tell you some more numbers, you know, and we in this country, you know, transplant somewhere between 20 to 24,000 patients every year. So you can see a huge, you know, gap between the people who are in the need of a kidney and, you know, the number of people who get a kidney.
Meyer says her job is to save lives through organ donations. The generosity has a profound impact. One organ donor can save up to 8 lives and help 75 others. If you would like to become an organ and tissue donor, the process only takes a few seconds to help save someone's life. There are a number of ways to become a donor.
The unfortunate truth, not to be a downer, is that about 17 people every day die waiting for an organ. That's just the fact. There's a huge gap between available organs and the recipients or the people that are waiting on a recipient list for organs. So my job is to encourage everyone to become an organ donor, to register as an organ donor, either through your state, through the national registry. In Wisconsin, we've got several ways that you can register. You can register at heroicdeed.com, like heroicdeed.com, or when you're getting your hunting, fishing, and trapping license, there's a checkbox there that you can register. This year, for the first time, on your state tax forms, and I know nobody likes to pay taxes, but when you sit down to do it, there is a checkbox on your Wisconsin state tax form where you can register as a donor. And then, of course, at the DMV, when you renew or get your driver's license, you can check a box and register as a donor.
Through the end of February 24th, 608 Wisconsin taxpayers and spouses have checked the box to become organ donors. Families of donors can take comfort knowing their loved one's legacy will continue long after they are gone. You can also be a living donor.
Obviously, the highest percentage of your highest match would be like a twin, donating to a twin, an identical twin, and family members and all of that. But you can also there's a voucher program. So let's say I want to give you one of my kidneys, but we're not a match. I can altruistically donate a kidney to whoever is the best match, and you get a voucher that, for lack of a better expression, moves you up in the list. That's definitely something that can be done as well. So, and blood, marrow, there's also, you can be a living liver donor. You can give part of your liver to someone and your liver actually regenerates. The technology is amazing of what people can do. And again, back to the, if you knew that you could save a life, would you?
If you would like to become a living donor, visit the UW Health webpage to initiate the process. The Richland Hospital and Clinics hosted a career fair for 30 high school students from Ithaca, Richland Center, and Riverdale School Districts Thursday. The event gave students a chance to explore the diverse career paths available right in their own backyard. Throughout the morning, students interacted with professionals from different departments, exploring the roles of doctors, nurses, lab technicians, radiologists, administrative staff, and more. The event also included tours of the facilities, giving students a behind-the-scenes look at the daily operations of a rural hospital and clinic. Sarah Stibbe, one of the Richland Hospital and Clinic's key event organizers, said, "I hope this session inspired many students to consider careers in healthcare. It's good to help them understand how rural hospitals provide essential services to their communities." The tradition of observing solstice and equinox events at a site in southern Richland County will continue with recognition of the vernal equinox among the ancient effigy mounds at Frank's Hill near Muscadet Thursday. The Three Eagles Foundation will welcome people for the sunrise and sunset, marking the first official day of spring. Spring begins at 4:01 Thursday morning. Participants should arrive by 6:30 a.m. for sunrise or 6:30 p.m. or earlier to observe the sunset. A campfire will follow sunset for discussion of the mounds and sharing of stories if burning conditions will allow. The site is located 2 miles west of Muscadet near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. Park well off the road on the shoulder and enter by the gate. A short hike to the top of the hill is required. Bring a chair or blanket and your own beverage or snack. Binoculars and a camera are also recommended. To learn more about the equinox event or for directions, contact Three Eagles Foundation President Mark Cupp at 739-2179 or visit the foundation's website or Facebook page. As part of the community health needs assessment process, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is hosting a free dinner and town hall meeting. This event will help TRHC gain insight into the health and wellness needs of the greater community and work to see if that they are being met. This event is being held to identify and prioritize community health needs. Public participation is encouraged and vital to the success of the project. Findings from this discussion will also serve to fulfill both federal and state mandates. The free dinner in town hall will be held Thursday, March 20th from 5 to 6:30 at the Ramada White House in Richland Center. Those planning to attend are asked to RSVP by visiting the Richland Hospital and Clinics event page at richlandhospital.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather and soil conditions and can be accessed by visiting manureadvisorysystem.wi.gov/runoff-risk/index. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes a map showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The National Weather Service updates the forecast 4 times daily. Farmers should contact their crop consultant, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, or their county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk spreading. These professionals can help identify fields where the risk is lower and alternative practices, such as stacking manure in a safe location. Contact information for local county land conservation offices can be found at wisconsinlandwater.org/members-hub/members. DATCAP reminds manure haulers and drivers to put safety first when traveling on roadways in order to avoid spilling manure, prevent injuries, and protect the health of people and the environment. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff affecting water to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 1-800-943-0003. More information about planning and prevention is available at dnr.wi.gov/topic/agbusiness/manurespills.html. It's up to 58 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Hey, property owners. Are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at wccu.coop, click on AutoSmart, and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at wccu.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With partly sunny skies, it's 57 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, March 18th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held at St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of David Spiegel include his wife, Lynn, three children, David and Angela Spiegel of Wooster, Ohio, Russell and Ann Spiegel of Poinette, and Elizabeth Spiegel and Augusto Centino of Newport News, Virginia. Six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two sisters, Karen Pugh of Wisconsin Rapids and Lyndon Ken Otzelberger of Heartland, brother-in-law Thomas Schock of Heartland, sister-in-law Eula and Richard Taylor of El Paso, Texas, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died March 10th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Dorothy Baker include three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker. Seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings, Dolores Hoskins, Danny Roberts, Donna Shep, and Dixie Drakenberg, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary Ostrander is survived by her children, Angie and Jean Gernt of Marquette, Iowa, and Greg and Gretchen Johnson and Tim Johnson, all of Boscobel. Nine grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Elaine Kidd of Welton, Iowa, and Benita and Roscoe Ray of Muscadet, brother-in-law John Ostrander of Muscadet, several nieces and nephews, a special aunt and uncle, Connie and David Hudson of Prairie du Chien, goddaughter Melanie Londa Madison, along with other relatives and friends. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Janine Reed is survived by four children, Nancy Reed of Reedstown, Patsy Reed Perkins of Mesa, Arizona, Robert and Candy Reed of Canfield, Ohio, and James and Rhonda Reed of Holman. 12 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren, a sister-in-law, Shirley Ewing, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died Thursday after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd, from 1 to 5 at events at Castle Rock Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Kovars is survived by his wife, Carol, 5 sons, Scott and Jamie, Jonathan and Tracy, Christopher and Morgan, Buddy and Jake and Cheyenne. 5 grandchildren, his mother, Barbara and Ron, siblings, Vicky and Brian, Stevie, Sandy and Scott, Beth and Andrew, and Ron and Sherry. His mother-in-law, Phyllis Fish, sisters-in-law, Kathy and Dan, Nancy and AJ, and Tammy. Also many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center, died suddenly Friday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Brian Lawrence include his wife Heidi, 2 children, Hannah Chadwick of Viola and Joseph Chadwick of Soldiers Grove, 3 grandchildren, siblings Susan and Jerry Walcott of Janesville, Lonnie and Mary Lawrence of Carlsbad, New Mexico, Julie Marshall of Janesville, Kevin L. Lawrence and Sonia Junk of Richland Center, and Deanna McCarthy and Michael Mason of Reedstown, sister-in-law Eve and Terry Alexander of Viola, 2 brothers-in-law Raymond Jr. and Lois Hadley of Milton, and Dustin Hadley of Stoddard, close friend Rick and Kendra Pardoon, along with other relatives and friends. Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center. Ruth Hansen is survived by special friends, Teresa Jensen and Barb Ewing, other relatives, and friends. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Melissa Spiller and Henry Bissett had a daughter, Evelyn Roslyn Ray.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Derek and Gina Green. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, all things considered, it's a relatively mild mid-March day with temperatures running a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal. Meanwhile, a strong low-pressure system starting to take shape down toward Kansas. That'll funnel quite a bit of moisture our way by tomorrow morning. We should see rain break out around here by daybreak. And we could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain. Then colder air working in on the backside of the storm should change it over to wet snow tomorrow afternoon and evening. And we could get a couple inches around southwest Wisconsin, making for some slushy and slick travel. Meanwhile, further north and west, where it's a little colder, the snow will be more prominent throughout the day, and the totals could be much greater, on the order of 10 or 12 inches from parts of north central Iowa through southeast Minnesota into western northern Wisconsin, even into upper Michigan. Those areas could have some whiteout conditions with the strong winds blowing the snow around, so not a good travel day whatsoever. Behind that, quiet and cool for a little bit before a weak system comes in Friday. Could be a stronger storm once again later Sunday. The forecast for the rest of today, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies as temperatures top out in the upper 50s, east wind up to 10, clouding over and breezy tonight, 40% chance of light rain well after midnight, low at 36. Blustery with periods of rain tomorrow, it should change to snow by late afternoon with minor slushy amounts possible, high in the mid-40s and falling. Northeast wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Tomorrow night, very breezy with snow ending in the evening. Total accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible, low at 24. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 41. On Friday, the clouds come back with a good chance of light showers by mid-afternoon, possibly mixing with a little snow in the evening, high 47. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 42. We're going to watch for some more rain and snow by Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name, like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 58 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 60, our low this morning was 29. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 59. The record high for this state is 80, set in 2012. The record low 8 below was set in 1923. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 25. Sunset tonight will be at 7:11 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:07. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 6 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.06 and no precipitation to report. Under partly sunny skies, it's 59 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some personal reflections on the farming life. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. On this National Ag Day, a look back on my own personal association with agriculture. I was born into a farming family. My great-grandfather farmed in Norway before moving to the U.S. in 1890. I don't know how many generations of the family were farmers before that. In the 1940s, my grandfather started raising a few turkeys on our Minnesota farm. After my dad finished the eighth grade, he went to work full-time on the farm. The turkeys grew to become the main enterprise. When I was little, we had probably 300 acres of cropland, the turkeys, a few hogs, and some Hereford beef. I did chores as soon as I was old enough. There was plenty of work to go around. I graduated from high school in 1975. Yep, 50 years ago, and went off to college that fall. Still did farm work on weekends and summers for a couple of years, then got married, and my hands-on farming work was over. After college, I worked in local radio stations before starting a syndicated farm radio show in 1996. That was how I circled back to the agriculture arena. And I look forward to marking 30 years of farm broadcasting at the end of 2025. Thanks for joining me on the ride. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Tim Slack, Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC in Lancaster with sale results and upcoming events. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped at $175 a ton and rounds at $80 a ton. Wet hay was cheap. Our next online auction ends Wednesday, March 19th, 6 p.m. at soft close. We need mowers, tillers, and so on for our big spring sale in April. Call 608-723-4020 for details. This is Tim Slack. Have a great day.
EPA's administrator meets with farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the department continues to review all programs under USDA's budget. She tells Brownfield,
true conservation programs that our farmers and our ranchers have been utilizing for years and have built programs around, those will continue. And that's why we're being so intentional in moving through those programs.
Rollins says some of the line items that have been cut will be restored, but others will not.
The president has a very clear vision on Green New Deal and climate change programs and how they don't best serve Americans. And as we go line by line, it's really important that we understand that.
Secretary Rollins says the USDA maintains that farmers who have already signed contracts and made investments under previous programs will be honored. However, the future of non-legacy conservation programs remains uncertain.
Programs that perhaps, you know, came in under Joe Biden's Green New Deal concept and moving USDA into more of a climate change and DEI program, those are under very strict review right now. And based on conversations with the White House, probably many of those will not be moving forward.
And that would include the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program, among others. A spokesperson for the USDA says the Natural Resources Conservation Service paused the obligation of new EQIP and CSP contracts starting March 5th to review the criteria that could have had an impact on contract ranking. On March 14th, states were allowed to begin obligating those contracts. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is meeting with farmers in Missouri to talk about what the administration's regulatory rollbacks mean for agriculture. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from St. Louis.
Missouri Cattlemen's Association President Jeff Reed tells Brownfield livestock producers want to know how the Trump administration will tackle regulations, starting with the Waters of the United States rule.
Anytime it rained and there was water sitting in your parking lot or a drainage ditch that was dry all but one day a year, they were trying to claim that as their own, as the United States property. That's the big issue with the definition. We want it to be logical.
And then emissions.
We truck cattle and grain across the United States. Anytime that the vehicle manufacturers have some sort of emission system put on them, filtration systems to attempt to make it a cleaner vehicle has actually hindered the performance and the reliability of those vehicles.
I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
USDA is allowing pork and poultry processors to operate at increased line speeds. Maria Ziba is the Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Pork Producers Council. She says the announcement from USDA will make a difference for U.S. pork producers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start. That's not surprising for a Tuesday. Bids are elusive. Initial asking prices have surfaced in parts of the South at $205 plus live, while the North remains quiet. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady to $15 higher, with the best prices on heavy five weights. Feeder heifers were steady to $8 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. 14 head of steers weighing 551 pounds sold for $400 a hundredweight. That's more than $100 per head higher than last week. Feeder supply included 58% steers, medium and large one. Feeder steers, 652 to 696 pounds, brought $307 to $350. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 704 to 742 pounds, brought $265 to $282. Boxed beef was higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.82 at $322.98. Select was $1.43 higher at $309.33. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors are starting the day a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts, bidding up to move needed numbers. There is some optimism that domestic demand for pork will see an uptick as it remains a more competitively priced protein. Global demand has been strong for U.S. pork, but the ongoing uncertainty surrounding tariffs can make buyers uneasy and add volatility. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up 262 with a weighted average of 90.29. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt have no comparison, but weighted averages of 90.45. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $60 to $72. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were weak at midday, down 21 cents at $97.44. Bellies were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Corn is mostly lower. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on fund and technical selling. The trade continues to monitor harvest activity in South America and the rising amount of soybeans hitting the global market. Export demand has slowed down, with China more focused on Brazil right now. May beans are down 3.5 at 10.12. July's 3.75 lower at 10.25.5. May soybean meal's down $4.60 at $2.99.70. May soybean oil is up 34 points at $42.44. Corn's on the mostly lower side of things, watching development weather in Argentina and Brazil, with Brazil's second crop almost fully planted. Stateside, there are some concerns about dry conditions in the Western Corn Belt ahead of planting. May's down 3.75 at 4.57.5. July corn's down 3.25 at 4.66.75. And wheat's mixed. The dry weather concerns in the southern U.S. plains, the Black Sea region, and Eastern Europe appear to be largely dialed in by now. Potential end to Russia's war on Ukraine is a continued question mark. May Chicago's 2.75 lower at 5.65.75. May Kansas City's up 2.25 at 6.07.75. May Minneapolis is down 0.25 at 6.14.75. Live and feeder cattle are down ahead of widespread direct business. Asking prices are at 205 plus live. April live's 40 lower at 204.62. June's down 77 at $200.30. April feeders are 72 lower at 283.47. And hogs are pressured by profit taking and the weak midday pork. Cash business is steady to higher. April lean's down $1.15 at $86.92. May's down $1.72 at $89.72. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Redfest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Redfest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Redfest.
How retail prices can impact overall consumer spending. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Retail prices for beef in the U.S. have already exceeded the record highs hit in the summer of 2024. With the cost of other proteins like eggs on the rise, could that have an impact on what consumers are putting in their grocery carts? Charlie Martinez with the University of Tennessee says that remains to be seen.
We're expecting consumers to still act accordingly with what they historically have bought.
But he tells Brownfield,
as a good that's in the basket of a consumer as eggs increases, well, then that's essentially going to take more money out of the spending for other proteins that they would normally buy, which is beef and pork. Natural economics of budget constraints start kicking in. I would be interested to see if what's going to happen here in the next couple of months, and that's why I think the retail price reports give us an indication of demand, while at the same time, wholesale price gives us an indication on the whole. It's going to be one of those things where you don't hear too many people saying, well, I'm taking out my eggs and I'm buying more steaks, right? So it's going to be interesting to see if, okay, I don't have as many eggs, I might not buy as much bacon for the week, or it could be something else in terms of sausage or things like that that we also derive from pork and beef.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and wildfires still a threat in Oklahoma and parts of the Southwest and Midwest today. At least four people died in Oklahoma. And tornado outbreaks over this weekend, blamed for killing more than three dozen. New storms on the horizon, including a blizzard, are in the mix this week. ABC's Ginger Z has more.
We know there's a lot of wind from Las Vegas to Houston up to Kansas City, but on top of it, you have snow. And when you mix a 60-mile-per-hour wind with the snow, even if it's just 3 inches, you get blizzard conditions. That's why there are blizzard warnings from parts of Kansas and Nebraska right up through Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin holding a critical call right now. The U.S. working to get Russia's leader to agree to a 30-day